Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yoma Daf Lam Membeis 42, and we are on Lamed Zayin Membeis or Lamed Ches Amud Aleph in those the Hadar. But we continue talking about. We started last time the new parak Shnei Seirei. The two Seirim have to look alike, and they have to be valued the same and the same height. And again, there's a lot of machshava messages to that issue that it's all equal, and then the goral comes. And then the what's out of one's control, right? The fickleness of life, one might call it. It's the exact same qualities, but two opposite destinies. Okay, so the last point we mentioned was that the difference, they should be the same in quality. Doesn't matter exactly what they were bought for, even if they were bought for the same amount, but you had one place that was more expensive than the other one, it's better to have shavin b'damim, versus shavin b'shevach adamim. So shevach adamim is more important because that's the inherent. Similar question. Mishubach, where we're up to. Mishubach begufo. Mishubach mamarav. What is something is, we have two animals. One of them is mishubach in weight. In weight, it's plump. It's fat. It's shamein. But it doesn't look as nice. And the other one, mishubach mamarav. It looks gorgeous, but really inside, it's not, puts on a good show. Mikodem, which one is better to take? So you might have said, whatever looks better on the outside. No. It's whatever is inherently better. Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar, Meimar Nishmeim and Ado, learn from the following. We know the Karbana Omer that is brought on the second day of Pesach, that we go out and we're supposed to do Kitzira Lishma, right? On Motzoi, the first day of Pesach, we go out and we cut the new barley, and we're going to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. The Karbana Omer. So what happens if you have a choice? Aviv Katsur. You have fresh, plump stalks that are already harvested, that weren't harvested l'shem the Omer. Maybe you weren't allowed to do that, but we're not supposed to cut before the Omer. But let's say you did. So you have stalks that were fresh and plump that are already cut, and Yavesh Liksar, and you have drier stalks that you're able to cut right now for the Omer. Which is better? Basically, is it better to do a Kitzira Lishma? Right? Or is it better not to have the Ksira Lishma, but the items are better? So, Aviv Katsur Kodem, it's better to take the plump, already harvested ones. Again, why? Because the plump harvested, that's an inherent internal element, while the Ksira Lishma is an external. So, Hada Amra, Mishubach Bagufa, Mishubach Bamara, Mishubach Bagufa Kodem. So, our question too, if the difference is whether it's a plump animal inside and it's better versus if it just looks nicer. So the Gemara assumes that looking nicer is also an external idea. It's not the same as a plump animal, and therefore you take the one that's better inherently plump. And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says. The Sfira Le, the Yavesh Liksar, not dummy, le Mishubach b'marav, she'ena shevach b'gufa davar. Right? They're both external, and therefore it wouldn't be the same. The Rambam, if you remember, the Rambam talks about looks. And the question here is basically, what's more beautiful for the mitzvah? What's more beautiful? Just because something looks better, as we see from this Gemara, doesn't mean it's better. Doesn't mean it's better. This is saying that something that's inherent, if you have an inherent attribute, that's better. But the Rambam says, you always have to give the best. But the Gemara here knows that, but it's just trying to figure out what's the best, right? External or internal. The last Rambam in Hilchos Yisurim is Mizbeach. The Rambam says, Omeacha Shekula, that's where the Rambam talks about the different oils used for the menorah, and the different oils used for the, and the different flour used for the mincha, and the different wine, different wines, different oils, different flours. You always just try to use the best. So the Rambam says, Omeacha Shekula, Ksheris, Lamenachas, Lamenimnu, since really all the types of, all these are okay to use for the Karei Mincha, why do you have a list of best, middle, next? Could they lay da yafesh in lamala bimenu? Fahashave vapachos, to know best, medium, inferior. Shaharota lazakos atzmo, because if you really want to give merit to yourself, yakuf yitzro hara viyarchiv yado. You should be kove, you should force your yetzahara, widen your hand, viyavi karbano mena yafeh. Hamshubach b'yoser shebo'oso min, sheyavim imenu. You should give from the best. Give from the best that you could bring, the most praiseworthy. Hari Nemar Batorah, you learn this from Parshas Bereishis. The hevel hevi gamhu, mi b'choros sono. Umechel vehen, hevel brought from the best of his sheep, and from the fat. Vayishal shem el hevel vel minchaso. So Hashem turned to hevel because he brought the best he could bring. Vehu adin l'chol davar, shehu l'shem. Everything that's for l'shem. Hakel atov, sheyem in hanoe hatov. Everything should be beautiful. In Bana Beis Tefillah, Yei Noeva Beis Yishivaso. Heachil Ra'ev Yachal Minatova HaMatok Shebishulchano. Give the best this and give the best that. Whatever you could give to others, and that's based on the Pasuk, Kol Chelev Lashem. Kol Chelev Lashem. And it's at this, I've mentioned this in the past, the Radvaz on that Rambam, and Helchav Yisroel Mizbeach, that's where he mentions his shock and awe at the Rambam. At the Rambam's organizational skills. Not even what he remembers, but his organization. That's where he says, look, Hilchas Yisroel Mizbeach, the Rambam made that up. There's no such thing. He took parts of Maseches Bechoros and parts of Maseches Zvachim and Menachos, and he wrapped it all up because he put it together. We have Zvachim and Menachos, but Temura and Mi'ah. So the Rambam is Temura, the Rambam is Mi'ah, but all these others are Rambam creations. And that's what the Radvaz says. The Seder Helchosav, Mora al Rochav Sichlo Verov Zechiraso V'tov HaKafaso V'chol Divrei HaRishonim Ad Shakani Choshev B'libi Be'ezah Derech HaYamod Mar'id. I start shaking. You see one halacha, and he got it from 10 different mesechtas. I experience it, but it's on that last halacha in Yisroel Mizbeach. So that's the Rambam relating to Yofi and Hidr Mitzvah. Even though interesting, just add, the Rambam never mentions Hidr Mitzvah. Right, that's also a mystery. Hidr Mitzvah, which comes up in the Gemara, right, in two different, a couple of places, right, the Gemara towards the end of Shabbos, Hisna Lefanav Mitzvahs, the Rambam never quotes Hidr Mitzvah. He quotes the idea by a lulav, and lulav has to be beautiful, and there's a concept of priates hadar, but the concept of Hidr Mitzvah in general, it's not quoted. Interesting. We continue. So Keni Mastisa. The Gemara now is just going to clarify, because if you look back in the Mishnah said that if one of them dies before Hagrala, just take a second one. But if the after Hagrala, then you have to do a new pair and do the Hagrala. And then the language of the Mishnah is if the one shall shame mace. What do you mean? If shall shame mace. You know which one died. So the Gemara just clarifies. Keni masnisa yavishnayim viagril aleim kitchila. You bring two more and you do a hagrala. The yomar zesh ala hagrala shame yiskayim tachtav. There's no doubt. It just means im shal shame. If it's a case where the shame one died, then you get a substitute to the shame one. If it's a case where the alzazel died, then you get a substitute that. Just clarifying the Mishnah. Period. Eza mehem karav tchila. So now, the Mishnah said that if the Azazel died, right, let's say the Azazel died after the Hagrala, so you have to get a new pair, and you have to get a new Lazazel. Fine, you got a new Lazazel, but now you have two Lashems. So the Gemara says you use one, and the other one is sent out to pasture. Which one is used, and which one is sent out to pasture? So, Machlokas. Rav Amar, Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni. Rav says it's the second one that's sent out to pasture. Right, even though the first one, what do you mean? I was in the first Hagrala, and I'm Lashem. Sorry, right when his pair died, he was labeled as Nidche. He was stained, he was pushed aside. And therefore, Rav says, you use the second one. Basically, according to Rav, you use the second pair. Right, you use the second pair. You use the two pairs, so the first Lashem, that's finished. You can't use it. So Rav says, Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni, that's the one you use. Why? Explains the Karban Eda and others. Why the sheni shebezug sheni vasheni shebezug rishon yireh? Because the first one you have to send out to pasture. The kasavar bali chaim nidachin. Because Rav holds that animals, even when they're alive, can be stained and pushed aside. The sugi of dichui, and therefore Rav says you which one is hukrav the second one, but the first one is pushed aside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar sheni shebezug sheni shebezug rishon. Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says no. Right, you use the first one. The first one was the one that was chosen in the first Hagrala. That's the Lashem that's used. All you needed was to add a Lazazel. You did that one. And the extra Lashem in the second one, that's the one that sent out the pasture. So what's his Svara? So Amar Reb Zeira, time of Rabbi Yochanan, V'yaso Chatas Barishon. Use it as a Chatas. That V'yaso is an extra word. So we say use it as the Rishon, use. Amar Rabbi La, time of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi La explains the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. Right, Rabbi Zeira quoted this from Rabbi Yochanan. But now Rabbi Lah explains it a little more. V'yaso chatas, use this as a chatas, kav'o bitzliya shelo yidache. We're koveya it even if it's in limbo for a little bit. Bitzliya, it's hanging. Meaning, either the pasuk is alluding to this case, where it's going to be nidche for a little bit because it lost its pair, but don't worry, if it gets a new pair, you use it. Shelo yidache. Meaning that's the special din. The special dinner of this pasuk, va'as yakihia, and it not only the Gemara says Rabbi Law thought this was the svara, but Rabbi Zeira himself said this. Va'as yakihia amar Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zeira v'aso chatas kafo b'tzliya shevizdavig lo chaveiro. Right, it's held in abeyance until it gets a new pair, but once it gets a new pair, so you use that one. That's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. You use the first one of Lashem, and the second one is sent out to pasture. What exactly is this Zeiras HaKazav saying? It's not 100% clear. Meaning, there's one of two ways. Whenever you have a pasuk that tells you, this is an exception. So is this being Megala on the rule, or is this just saying this is an exception? Meaning, does Rabbi Yochanan generally hold that Bali Chaim are Nidach? And if you have a live animal, it can be pushed aside, and the pasuk is telling you, well, this one is different though. This is a special din that even though this Baal Chai should be Nidche, it's not. Or does Rabbi Yochanan learn from this pasuk that Baal Chaim einam nidachim? Right, Baal Chaim, so different mafarshim on the page take different views that maybe this pasuk is telling you that there's no such thing by animals that are alive. Only animals that are shechted already, period. Okay, so machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, again, in our Mishnah, if the Sir Lazazel died, and then you had to shecht another one to get a new Sir Lazazel, so now you have two Lashems, which one is Hukrav? Rav says the second one. Rabbi Yochanan says the first one. So I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, right? So again, what happened? What happened in this case? The Azazel died, and therefore, you had to do another one, and now you got a new Azazel. But then the original, Rabbi Yochanan says he's supposed to give the first one. That one died. Now the Lashem died, right? I'm sorry, the second one died. The question is, Meis Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni. Sheni Shebein Zug Rishon Maoshi Yidache. So again, what's the case here? You did a Hagrala, wonderful, and then the Sir Lazazel died. So you have to do a new Hagrala. You did a new Hagrala, and now you have a new Lazazel, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're supposed to be Makar the first one, the first Lashem, and then the second one, you're supposed to sell it to pasture. But that one, before it went sent out to pasture, it died. So now what do you have left? You were going to do the first one. So you should say, on the one hand, what's the problem? You have the first one. It has its new pair. You're all good. But the Gemara says, but maybe the first one only became good because it got a second pair. And the other, Sir Lashem, helped to get that second pair because you had to do Hagrala. So maybe it's connected to an animal that died. So it's Nidche again. Right? That's the question. The Karbana Eda. Karbana Eda says, Mi Amrinan. Well, right now you have one Lazazel. The Gamzesh shall shame shem izug rishon, and the first one was supposed to be Hukrav. Lo echpas la mezasheni. It's all good. O dilma or kivan delo nira hasheni shebarishon elam nesh hasheni shebizug. But maybe because the second one was only the second try. The first one is only good now because you had a second Lashem, and now that Lashem died, so maybe that's going to affect the first one. So, and the Gemara answers, it does affect the first one. Asa Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Mei Sheni Shebein Zug Sheni. If the second Lashem, before you send it out to pasture, it dies, Sheni Shebein Zug Rishon Kfar Nidche. Then the first one is also stuck. So now what? So now you have no Lashems, and you have one Lazazel. So you have to do another Hagrala and do it again. And the Gemara just adds, if that's true, right, according to what we just say, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're supposed to give the first Lashem. The second Lashem died, so then that's going to mess up the first Lashem. So, for sure, the Gemara says, according to Rav, Rav says you're supposed to give the second one, right? Because the first one was Zidcha. So, Kol Shekein Michlav Hashidasi de Rav, Meis Sheni Shebezug Rishon, according to Rav, that you're supposed to give the second one. If the first one dies, the second one is for sure, because the second one is just supposed to come as a substitute for the first one. So if Rabbi Yochanan says the second one dying ruins the first one, so the first one dying is going to for sure ruin the second one. Sheni shebizuk sheni kfar nidche. So basically, the message for us might be try to have healthy goats and try not to work them too hard and, you know, work on that. Okay. Next seven lines came up a couple of dafim ago, back in the fifth parak. So, but we'll read it again. Higril shlosha. What happens if somehow you ended up with three pairs? What happened? You did a hagrala and you did the seir lashem and beautiful, and you did the sprinklings in the kodesh kadashim, and then the rest of this blood spilled. So there's no more blood, so you got to do another one, and then it spills again. So higril, and you ended up with three lazazels. Higril shlosha litin me'echad al abadin, me'echad al parochas, u'me'echad al mezve'echazav, eza me'echad al mishtaleach. Remember we asked this. Which one is sent out? We have three seir mishtaleachs. Which one is sent out? Rabbi Zeira amar l'chaper alav. Rabbi Zeira says, l'chaper alav, meaning you have to send out the one who's paired with the one that brings kapara. Es shehu mechaper bo chaveiro mishtaleach, es she'eno mechaper bo ein chaveiro mishtaleach. The one whose pair brings kapara is sent out. And as we'll see, that means any part of kapara. And therefore, this is going to mean all three goats here that we have were part of a pair that brought some of the kapara. And therefore, they're all going to have to be sent out. Rabbi Hila Amar, L'chaper Alav, Eshihu Gomer Bo, Eskola Kapara, Chavir Mishtaleach. No, only the one that finishes the Kapara, its pair is Mishtaleach. Eshihu Gomer Bo, Eskola Kapara, Ein Chavir Mishtaleach. So what is that? So I'll die to Rabbi Zeira, according to Rabbi Zeira, Shloshta Mishtalchin. All three, because all three had its pair as part of the Kapara. I'll die to Rabbi Hila, Ein Mishtaleach Ala Achram Bilvad. But according to Rabbi Hila, it's one that finishes the kapara, so only the third seir will be sent out. Good. Then the Mishnah that we had quoted that if you have an extra lashem, it's sent out to grace, right? It's a chatas, but it's sent out to grace. What do you mean? We know the Mishnah says in Temura, we're going to quote it, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. The five, as we mentioned the last year, there are five chatos mesos. Halacha Moshe v'Sinai. So isn't one of them chatas, a chatas that whose owner dies or used a different one or had a baby? So all of those have to be left to die. So why not this one? So the Tanakam holds, because she'ein chatas sibur mesa. If it's the chatas of a sibur, that halach moshe b'sira doesn't apply. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Tamus, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it does apply. It does apply. Chatas sibur is tamus. You might ask on the Rambam, right, the Rambam has within this sugya, a well-known cheat. The Rambam says there's never a machlokas about a halacha moshe v'sinai. There's never. The Rambam has the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two, the Rambam says, there's never a machlokas about. Number one, pirushim ha-bukvel mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That, the Rambam only gives two examples of that. Ayin tachazayin being money and pre-etz hadar being an esrog. And then halacha moshe v'sinai. Those are the two categories. We're not going to get into the differences now. We've mentioned that in the past. But the Rambam says, there's never a machlokas. So the question that many, the Chavos Yoreh, hold tshuva about this, that there's plenty of machlokas. So is this on their list? This is a machlokas about halacha moshe v'sinai. Hatachatos mesos. So this one I don't think would be as problematic. There might be a machlokas about a detail. Everybody, Rabbi Yehuda, agrees that to the halacha moshe v'sinai of chatos mesos. The machlokas is, does it apply to even karbanas sibur? That's the machlokas. Maybe the Rambam would agree to. The Rambam Yisod might be, there's not a machlokas about whether there's something is halacha moshe v'sinai or not. And that, so then there are plenty of questions on the Rambam for that too. Sroros and other, sugis. But that's the, that wouldn't be such a problem. So if Akashal, Rabbi Yehuda, so Gemara says, one second. Rabbi Yehuda says that this chatas mesa, what do you do? You did a hagrala because you lost one of the animals and you got a new lazazel, and this other one, you have to let die. Says the Gemara, would you do that? The Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, V'yesh Adam Magril L'Misa Misha Rishona. Are you Maktish something right away so it never has the destiny of like becoming pusil and then dying? It's right away, it's going to be destined to die? Do you do that? Do we do that? Are we Magril L'Misa? So the Gemara says, yes, we do. And the Gemara quotes three examples. Yeah, it's not so surprising. But all three examples are from the world of Temura. Keep that in mind. Remember the Isser of Temura. If I have a carbon and I say, I don't want to give this carbon as an animal's a carbon. I want to give the other one. So number one, that's Usser to switch. And number two, they're both carbonas now. They're both carbonas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avun, Velo Ashka, you never find anything that's Lemisa right away. Velo Ashka, Amar Rabbi Avun, Velo Ashka, Chanan, Kain, Alder Rabbi Yeliezer, Rabbi Yeliezer, Amar, Yamusu. You look in the Mishnah in Temura, in the third parak, Temuras Asham. If I have a carbon Asham, and I'm Mamir on that carbon Asham, that, oh, what's the halacha? That's where Hashem has to die. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yamus. So you see, right when it becomes kadosh, it has to die. Amar Rabbi Mana. Hain da'at makshili al Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why are you only asking on Rabbi Yehuda? You know, you think it's so unusual? Kashasi al debasisa. There's a stam mishnah. Not just Rabbi Eliezer, not just Rabbi Yehuda. The stam mishnah, Tanina Taman. The classic case of the, as we mentioned, the five chados mesos, the mishnah in Tumura daf chaf aleph. Vlad chatas, that's the name of the parak. Vlad chatas, Tumuras chatas, chatas mesa baleha. Yamusu. By all of those cases, Tumuras Chatas, right, that's Tumura. Again, Vlad is not in the question, or Mesa Balea, but we're asking for the Tumura. Yesh Adam Meimer Lemisa Misha Rishona. So you see again, right, when you're Makdish it, it is to die. So you're so unusual, Rabbi Yehuda. We have all these other examples, right? We have Rabbi Eliezer. We have this Mishnah. So therefore, it is a kasha. It could be the Gemara doesn't give an answer, but one might suggest again. What's the kasha? You see from all these cases of Tamura that you could be mocked or something lamisa right away. So it's not a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. So one might say that. Meaning, how could you get out of this? The Gemara is, bothered. Maybe Tamura is not exactly hakdasha. Meaning, if you look at, and this is a big sugi in Maseches, in the Lumdus of Tumura, the Briska Rav has a letter. In the back of the Grizal Rambam, there are letters. So on page Ayin Ches, he talks about this. Is Tumura, let's say, on Tuesday, I was Makdash Animal A, and on Thursday, I try to do Tumura. And I'm Makdash, and what ends up happening? Even Animal B is Hukdash. So was that a new Maisa Hakdasha on Thursday? Is that how Tumura works? And then the Gemara has a Gokasha. But it's called, in other Gemaras, it's called Sof Hektish, not Tchilas Hektish. It's called Sof Hektish. That Lashon might mean, when I'm Meimir, I'm not being Makdish new. I am stretching the original Hakdasha to now include this. But it's not exactly the original Hakdasha. It's called Sof Hektish. And therefore, maybe you might say, this is not called Tchilas Hakdasha Lamisa. Both of these examples that are given by Tamura, that's Tamura, to bring a raya, that's Tamura. Maybe that's not the same as our case of Hagrawa. So even though the Gemara quotes it, it might not be exactly the same. Tamura itself, there's a big discussion, because if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, says, the Isser of Tamura, and the in Shinnun Beis, there's a los asay, don't do it, and there's a mitzvah asay, you have to treat both of them. Vahiyahu usmaraso yakodesh. And the Chinuch says, viha over aleh. If somebody violates and is meimir, and he is not no way kedusha by the two animals, he's mevatel the asay. So the Achronim asks, by the two animals? The first animal was kodesh beforehand. The second animal is the one that was added, and that's the tumura animal. If I use the first animal, that's me'ila. That's going to be tumura. Was there anything added? L'chora, there was nothing added. The first animal was the same as it always was. The second animal was hukdash. So that's what bothers many achronim. The Sfas Emes on Daf Hey in the beginning of Tumura. Shehu davar rachok lomar shaf bebehema harishona nitosef iser chadash shel tumura. The first animal is still kadosh. Nothing happened now. So the Achiezer has a chiddush gadol. The Achiezer says, maybe Tumura, the chiddush of Tumura is that really it works. Really it works, meaning you switched animals. And now the second one is kadosh, the first one is not. In some ontological, conceptual moment that there, it became a chulin, but the chiddush of the Torah is, for Yehu Esmerosi, it comes kadosh right back again. So maybe it loses the kedusha and gets the kedusha back. And therefore, even the first animal is included in the Vayehu Usmarso Yekodesh. That's a beautiful chiddush, but it's a chiddush gadol. Chiddush gadol is in the Achiezer, in the second chelek. That's to explain the chinuch. You have to say something to explain the chinuch that even the first animal would be kadosh. Okay, there's more, but let's continue for now. Says the Mishnah, Balo Eitzal Sir Mishtaleach. So the Kohen Gadol, last we met, right? We finished all of the avoda of the Sir Lashem and the Par. Now he goes back to the Sir Mishtaleach, which has been standing. Right, all this time by Shara Nikanor on the east side of the Azara. So he comes, Vasamach Shayadav Allah, and he does his third vidui. Right, he did two viduys on the par. Now he's doing a third vidui. So he did one for himself and his family, one for the Kohanim, and this one's for everybody. So much for Yadav his father. V'kach ha'yomer. On Hashem, avu parshu chadlu panecha, amcha beis Yisrael. On Hashem, kaper na v'gomer. So again, we finish everything that was said in the previous Mishnayos could be applied to here. Tani bar kapara, avu parshu chatu. But then we leave out the next phrase. The Brisa says you don't say the phrase of amcha beis Yisrael. Why? You don't want to say that. You don't want to talk about all the sins explicitly. So you just say they. They. Be machaper for them. But don't say amcha beis Yisrael. You stand it alive. So this is mashma. It doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that what you're going to do with this seer mishaleach, push it off the cliff and it's going to die. But it's mashma from here. It says stand it up alive. Meaning, it's not going to be alive for long. On Masayu Chayi, how long does it have to be alive for? Ad v'kilu mekapar es hakodesh. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda holds, until the kapara is completed, which means the vidui. Until it has vidui, smicha and vidui done on it, so then if it dies before that, you got to do it again. Rabbi Shimon Omer ad shasa vidui. Rabbi Shimon says, no, until the moment that you're going to do vidui, meaning you don't have to do vidui. But once the zrikas are finished, that's all. So I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, vidui ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda holds that vidui is ma'akev, so it's only after the vidui. I'll die to Rabbi Shimon, ain't vidui ma'akev. Shimon says the vidui is not ma'akev. Ma'anafik mi b'neyon, what's the nafkamina? Shalchub la vidui. If you sent it out la'zazel without doing vidui. I'll die to Rabbi Yehuda, tzarech la visir acher. Rabbi Yehuda would say you have to bring another goat. The vidui is ma'akev. I'll die to Rabbi Shimon, ain't tzarech la visir. The Gemara adds, this isn't only a machlok, it's about the sa'ir. Af b'parkein, also the par. Shachtu b'lo vidui. If you did shchita of the cow without doing vidui, al daid Rabbi Yehuda, tzarech lavi paracher, you gotta bring another one. Al daid Rabbi Shimon, ain't a tzarech lavi paracher, you don't have to. Good. Says the Gemara, nisvada v'shachtu v'nishbach adam. What happens if you did vidui? You did vidui on the par, but you shechted it, and then the blood spilled out. V'yat omar tzarech lavi paracher. You have to bring another cow. Tzarech lizvado sola pam shnia, okfar yatsa mi vidui yoshar rishon. That's unclear, right? If you did vidui, but then the animal died, you got to bring another animal. You have to do vidui again. Is it a maisa vidui or this vidui that you're going to sprinkle from has to have the vidui? And afzar mishaleach kein. You could also ask the same question about the seer mishaleach. Tzarech lahagro la pam shnia, right? If the seer lazazel died after the hazoya seer lashem, meaning if you did finish all the hazoyos, the Kohen Gadol is walking towards the seer lazazel, right? We started off today. Balo etzel seer mishaleach. If he's walking to the Seir Mishaleach, and then the Seir Mishaleach dies. So, do you have to do another Hagrala then? Then? Okfar Yatza Bergola Shal Rishon. Right, so that is not clear. That is not answered. Good. Getting back, we have a minute just to mention, getting back to Tamura for a minute, there is a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, not in Tamura. The Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim, in Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Ein nishalin al hatmura. We know there's something called she'ela on a neder. I could be shawal hataras nedarim. I could go and get rid of my neder. You can't do she'ela on tmura, says the Rambam. The Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah, the Radva says, why? Because tmura is even by mistake. We paskin tmura is even b'shogig, even b'tos. Let's say you thought you could do this. You didn't know there was an isra of tmura. Doesn't matter. They're still both kadosh. So explain the Nosei Kalim. Since the whole purpose of a she'ela is to show, oh, this was a mistake. But there's tmura even by mistake. So it's not going to help you. It's not going to help you to be shoel. So that's the Rambam explained by the Nosei Kalim. An extension of this, the Ksos says also, in Reish Nun Hei Beis, there's no chazara toch kedei dibur by she'ela. Because he says, isn't Tok de Dibur, that Schus Chazara, isn't that based on the fact that it was a mistake? And just like the Rambam says, a mistake is not going to help you by Tumura. And therefore, even there's no She'ela. So too Tok de Dibur. That is in the Chiddush that's not so Pashit. Because the Achronim point out on the Ksos that the Tok de Dibur is just about Taus. That's not true. It could be, that's one of the ways to understand it, but there's one Gemara, that's the biggest Raya, that Toka de Dibur doesn't just mean you have a chance to go back because you made a mistake. Right? Remember that Gemara in Nedarim Pezayin. Somebody hears that their relative died, so they tear Kriya. And then they found out, no, he just fainted. And now he's died. So now, did your original Kriya work? So the Gemara says, no, you have to tear Kriya after the person died. So it's not going to work. So you dare Kotor Kriya for nothing. You got to tear a Kriya again afterwards. Ah, but the Gemara says, if he died within Tocha de Dibur of your Kriya, meaning right after you tore Kriya, he died, then it's good enough. Then your Kriya counts. That has nothing to do with a mistake that you made, obviously. So there, you see from there for sure that Tocha de Dibur is increments of time. That's how halacha views time. Not in seconds, not in minutes, in Tocha de Dibur's, right? That's how time is viewed. So if that's the case, it has nothing to do with Taus, and then maybe we would argue on the Ksos. And you would say that no, Tocha de Dibur, you could be chodzer about Tocha de Dibur, nothing to do with Taus by Timura. So anyway, that's his chiddush. Just to read the Mishnah. Masha l'mishahu malicho. So the Kohen Gadol then gives it to the one who's bringing it out to the desert. Hakokshir lo licho shasugonim gadolim keva. Anyone, even a non-Kohen could bring it, but the Kohanim Gadolim had a habit. They used Kohanim. They didn't use Yisraelim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa v'holicho, Arshala, Mitzi Parim Yisraelaya. Rabbi Yossi goes, no, one time I know Yisrael did it. Okay, so that's the story that Pashtus, he's saying that, no, I don't think the Kohanim did that. Even Arsala could brought it once. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue here in this exciting parak.